Welcome, Doc, to Tell the Band to Go Home, here till 4 o'clock, or, you know, whenever we get bored and tired and ready to go outside and enjoy the sunshine. My name's Jeff. Thanks for dropping in and sticking around for a little bit. Not a whole lot on the old calendar for shows here in Winnipeg coming up for the next little bit. I was just there's a big thing coming up on Tuesday that we'll tell you about in a second. But I was just about to tell you about a show that I thought was tomorrow, and it turns out it was last week. So I'm not going to pretend that. I'm just going to say, hey, did you go? Because I thought it was tomorrow. It was last week. Oh, well, guess we missed her again. From Hamilton, here's Ginger St. James.
want to throw stones in the ocean. I want to chase the tide. My old winter coat is big enough for you and me both. Above the rain as we make our way through the north lanes. For one sweet moment I feel like a picture in a frame. Everything is black and white. Let the cards just fall with their lay. My old winter coat is big enough for you and me both.
Tie me up on your cross, take me into your thoughts, you abyss. Let it sink into the valley below. Let them come tear us free. We are bound eternally, Elizabeth. So stand with me now, Saint Elizabeth, away from this mountain town. Take me into your breast. I'm broken and blessed, Elizabeth. Can't you hear me calling for me? With black and rotten teeth, white roses all around and covered on the. Can't you hear me calling for me? With black and frozen feet, white roses all around and covered on the ground. Thank you.
so she can think out loud. And you know what that's about. She can't sleep again. So the lamp glows red. Her jaw is set. Leans on her elbow, but her hair is wet. And before our eyes have met, she can't keep it back. So the room goes black. And in the dark, she whispers in my ear. Love, are you there?
That's very nice stuff, don't you think? That's brand new from our old pal Matthew DeZuda. He calls himself Color Film now, and he's coming to Winnipeg on the 18th, playing at the Garrick Hotel with a band called Cat Food. And you know, how could you go wrong with an opening act like Cat Food? Okay, so mark your calendar now, as if Matthew DeZuda and his new Color Film hipster name weren't good enough. You can go see Cat Food at the Garrick Hotel on June 18th. All right, so I know I'm looking forward to it. It's good stuff there from Matthew. His new record is called Super 8. Don't know if I mentioned that. Before that, we heard Amanda Rayome from her new record, Holding Patterns, produced by our pal Jim Bryson. We heard Blood from a Stone there from that new project that featured another pal of ours, Blair Hogan on guitar. Blair Hogan and Jim Bryson have become pals lately, playing around lately. That's good stuff. That's a pretty good match made in heaven. don't you know? Hey, have I mentioned lately Jim Bryson is going to be at my house on August 11th? You should make plans to come, because it'll be good. And I'm hoping lots of people will be there. Because who cares about Sturgill Simpson anyway? You know? We also have Jay Amar coming up on the 16th. Really need some more people on that guest list, would be nice. And the May Hemingways on the 25th. They're pretty spectacular as well. And just look us up on Facebook. You'll find it. Because I still have been too busy to put it on my website. You know, I'm usually when I say I'm too busy, it's just because I'm too lazy. But it's been a crazy couple of weeks for me. I don't know. Like, this weekend has been awesome. That's like, I'm not complaining, but no downtime, that's for sure. So, you know, lots of stuff that I should do but haven't done. Let's see here. Boy, oh boy, time's running out. We're still super low on the CanCon. Here, let's play. Here, let's play this. Yep. This is what we should do right here. Live radio, folks. Live radio by someone who does not plan very well at all. Here, how about this? Let's play this. We're going to send this out to our pal Dietmar over in Germany. I don't know if it's past his bedtime. I don't know if he's still out there. He always listens to the show, but it's late there, I think, when he listens in. So maybe he nods off, or maybe he goes to bed. I don't know. But he's having a big birthday party next week, and it sounds like it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And he doesn't want it to be his birthday party, but I just love that guy so much. I hope that everybody who goes wishes him a big happy one, because he is a wonderful human being. And I'm sure it'll be a great party. And I have definitely dreamed of being there. But, you know, it's far. It's really far. So... I will play a couple of songs from folks who are playing at his big birthday party next week, and wish him well. And here's one that, this is one of Dee's all-time favorites, that's for sure. He's been hanging around with this guy over in Germany and stuff lately, and good on him. Also playing next week something called the Static Roots Festival. Look it up. It looks pretty amazing. And, we hope you have a great, great time there, buddy. This one's for Dietmar.
Cigarette. I promised her my best fake smile while sitting in the tall grass, wishing we were in another land. She just lit my cigarette and took me by the hand down that highway. It's taking me away from home. Down that highway, the only place that I me got married when we turned 21. Her daddy never liked me much. To her mother, I was their only son. Wooden ghosts and car parts scattered through our backyard. Loving her was easy to do. Leaving was the only thing hard. Went down that we'll be right back. Her mama and daddy and me put her in the ground November 21. Well, sometimes late at night, I sit at our bedroom window, wishing I was somewhere with her, waiting for the wind. It ain't something beautiful, something true, something that'll break my heart into something beautiful. Wolf and engine running high, she's spitting out smoke with a soul undone. I'm perfectly grateful for what I am now. In the end, that might be nothing, but I still got you, and it's beautiful. Yeah, it's true. Something that'll break my heart into something beautiful. Love is a rhythm, your love is a flame. Love is right around the runaway train. I'm way by the track. The train was blowing, but I ain't coming back. Love is a river, your love is a sea. Well, I'm way out farther than anybody should be. You bring the love, baby, I bring the wrath. Once we get started, there won't be no turning back. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's true. Something that'll break my heart into something beautiful. Something true. Something that'll break my heart into something.
singing your grace. The moon sunk the man eating serpent sundown, and all his head on a pale ancient face. You are the tide never touching the shore, receding of earth as day's birth be it long.
There's something brand new from Daniel Romano. He just put out a new record called Mosey. A bit of a different sound. He seems to have dropped the country shtick now. And it sounds pretty good. Be interesting to hear more of that. I hear there's another secret record that came out the same day under some hipster band name. Ever Informative. I don't know any more than that. So there you go. Look it up. You'll find it. That was, what was that called? I Had to Hide Your Poem in a Song from Daniel Romano. Before that, we heard a couple from Leroy Stagger. We heard something beautiful off his latest record, Dream It All the Way. Apparently, D's got a sneak peek copy of his upcoming record, which he's taunting me with it online. Said he was listening to it the other day, and good on him. Hopefully we'll get to hear that one of these days. And we heard a carol as well from Depression River. We'll send out our love and appreciation and happy birthday wishes. And we hope everything goes well on Saturday for the Static Roots Festival over there in Germany. Sounds like it'll be a divine time for sure. A couple things coming up here on Tuesday. Coming up at the Park Theater on Tuesday, it's the return of Reckless Eric. Along with my old high school chum, Johnny Sizzle. That could be a totally weird and wonderful show that you should probably check out Tuesday at the old Park Theater. Reckless Eric did a couple of shows with his wife, Amy Rigby, at the old Stew Dome a year or two ago, and they were pretty great. And coming back for his own show, legendary figure, Reckless Eric. And Johnny Sizzle is, I don't know, perhaps a legend in his own mind. I don't know. I love Johnny. He's good people. So that'll be a fun show on Tuesday. Coming up later, though, perhaps you could sneak over there after that. A big tribute set going down at the Times Changed. It is something called Poet, Remembering the Music of Guy Clark. And for $10, which includes a shot of whiskey so that you can toast Guy. A whole bunch of great special guests. Mike Ehrenberg will be there. Kieran West, Andrew Neville, Dwayne Duick, The Sweet Alibi, and many more, including, I think this guy is has a lot to do with putting it together. And good on him for doing that. Tuesday night, Times Changed. Might want to check out this guy. He's got a great new EP called Cash Crop. This is Quentin Blair.
Well, the round bell feeder sits empty still, but three wire fence wraps around this field, and I can't afford the mailbox anymore. Well, the cattle picked through the last of the hay was all full of mold cause it bailed in the rain. So I turned them out just to graze on the standing corn. Has man supposed to keep it all tied down when he feels a ghost following him around? Is it all money running a small town store where they stole it from Steel Town the night before? Send it away for the day to bring it back again. They're just cutting it out, driving it up, stealing her bones for another cash crop. Some days I think they'll let anyone buy this ground. Has man supposed to keep it all tied down when following him around? Could it be the age? Could it be this town? Oh, the politics that follow you around.
Well, hey!
Shipping again, stripping the leaves as the frost settles in. A second pair of socks just to walk across the kitchen floor. Has a man supposed to keep it all a time? Around the fire.
barroom girl wears M7s on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, and tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes are hazel hue, spends her money like waterfalls, and loves me like I want her to. Well, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blonde and free, well, I can have her anytime.
A good one there. That is not Guy Clark. That's Townes Van Zandt's song, Loretta. Close enough, though. Andrew Neville will be part of the tribute on Tuesday night at the High and Lonesome Club, as he should be. I would recommend getting down there and checking that out. Says 9 o'clock start. I'll believe that when I see it. Would be good, though. An early start? That'd be nice. We heard the Sweet Alibi in there with One Chance off their latest record, Walking in the Dark, and Quentin Blair off his new EP, Cash Crop. We heard Follow Him Around, and the sequencing of that set made no sense whatsoever. So it must be getting on in time here. It's after 4 o'clock. I'm getting tired. I'd love to stick around and play a whole bunch more songs, but I'll hand off the reins and play a couple of commercials. Well, one commercial and tell you what station it is. And then a whole bunch of good stuff coming up. Corn Raymond doing a Scott Nolan song. Merle Haggard, Porter Wagner, and more Towns coming up right away here on UMFM, so stick around. 5 o'clock, Lyle comes in for Waxy's Dargle. 6 o'clock, it's Gail in the Comfort Cafe. Phoned in sick for Steel Belted Radio last Thursday. Sorry about that. So we'll definitely have to be here coming up this Thursday. Tune in 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Stick around. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. And thanks, friends.